Alex McSweet for you last week. Two tries, but a defeat for the team. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, it was strange, mate. You know, I was happy to get two tries, but more so disappointed to come out with a loss. You know, it would have been a perfect week for me. But yeah, it's massively scarred by the loss.
How are you finding life with the Giants? And obviously, a new club for you.
Yeah, I love it, mate. I love it. It's still local, you know, and it's a good club to be at. All the lads are great, you know, and I've really settled in.
There's obviously a few of your former teammates here as well. I guess that helps a little bit.
Yeah, it does a lot. It helped me in my decision to sign here, definitely. I spoke to most of the lads about coming, and then obviously me and Adam made the short trip over, so it's helped me settle in, to be fair, yeah.
And lucky, right? I mean, there was a lot of talk, a lot of clubs interested in you at the time. Was it a tough decision for you to make?
No, not really. As soon as the deal came up, you know, it sort of... The others sort of took a back step, you know, and I really wanted to come to Huddersfield. I spoke to Stoney a couple of times, and they were really interested in what they had for my future, and the contract they offered me were right for me.
It's a good start. Good start at Widnes. Obviously got the win there. Disappointed not to back it up. What did you make of the game with Salford?
It was a strange game. I felt like we sort of let them start how they wanted to start. You know, they started real strong, and we sort of had to catch up to the pace, you know. And then I thought when we turned it on, we were in with a real shot of winning, and then we sort of like took us foot off the gas again. So I think if we can put that 80-minute performance together instead of letting teams get away with it, then we'll start putting some wins together.
At home again this week, Wakefield in town. It's going to be another tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a derby, mate. Obviously, they're always tough. And I think Wakefield are a decent side. They look a physical side. So we've got to be prepared. But I think we're more prepared to perform well. And not too bothered about who we're performing against. It's if we perform how we can, then we... No, we can beat that Wakefield side.
Playing out in the centre, you enjoying it out there?
Yeah, I am, to be fair. It came up last season. I was a little bit unsure at first. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to play there or whether I were right for that position. But the more I'm playing there, the more I'm starting to like it. So it's going well, yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Good stuff. Looking again at the challenges, a few former Giants. I know they're not your former teammates, but some of the boys have been talking about that, like Sir Hubie Wood and Grits coming back.
Yeah, obviously the boys know a lot about them, so they know their ins and outs, you know, they know what they're going to do and things like that, so that helps us prepare. But I don't think there's been too much specific attention paid to them players. I think it's been more of a general theme, and we're just prepared to play against that side.
Coming to a side that finished in the bottom four last year, but does it seem that kind of club to you? It doesn't to me, looking out.
No, not at all, mate. This is a professional club, you know, it's everything, the standards we're setting at. We're not preparing to be a bottom eight side, you know. It's we're preparing to be a top four side. If anything, it's that sort of vibe. It's that sort of professional environment. So it's somewhere that really interested me to come in, and I don't see Huddersfield as that side at all. No.
And looking at it, I mean, the challenge ahead. Where would you see the Giants finishing? What would your aim be?
Well, I think anywhere in the top six is good. Obviously, God, I want to finish first. You know, everyone wants to finish first on the ladder, but some things, you know. Are unrealistic. You need realistic targets. I think top six is a good target for us. I think we've got a great squad together, and I think if we start to string some performances together and all start to, you know, chip in and all perform well, then that's certainly realistic.